clerking at the Ideal Laundry. A lousy job. I'm broke and strapped. I work this place where there's a baseball bat upon a shelf, in case I might deter some amorous jerk. Maybe the customer who thinks his pockets leave no hints. Boxes of rubbers, cash, and mints. Shirts are piled high on the racks. Lingerie, underwear, T-shirts, stacks of sheets neatly folded, and heavy bags of wash left by the tipsy wife who brags she'd never touch such things and, wink, speeds off to meet her lover for a drink. The artist's paint on spattered overalls give me a view of how her day is spent. Slapping paint on clients' walls, she's hired. A helper with a tired lament, whining the way a weary toddler bawls. Sorry, I can't remove her discontent. Delusional for years, he'll pray for you. Robed like a priest from head to hem, with starched collars left here every week. The few nostalgic threads before the day they marched him out the seminary door. Still daft, he always waves his beads at me. Witchcraft? I fondle the Armani blazer twice monthly. Notice how it's tailored flawlessly. On monogrammed white handkerchiefs, precise lipstick stains flame scandal up at me. He straightens his tie, manner elegant. Toss them. His vows, his ring, irrelevant. A pretty flowered robe, size large, pale pink, shrouds this sickly girl, who'll no doubt shrink inside her clothes grown massive, as in a cape, from week to week. She has no fat or shape. How long before this hanger looks obscene? How long before there's nothing left to clean? The reasons for attire, always the same. To hide, to flee, or try to costume shame. At this place, no one's soul can be redeemed. A mangled life cannot be bleached and cleaned. I'll take, why not, whatever cash I find, and leave your clothes, your stains, your dirt behind.